We are on the far end of Place de la République. Close to us are the half-timbered houses. One of them has pink walls.
This square has contributed to the prosperity and energy of the city ever since the Middle Ages. At the time, it was called Place du Marché au Blé, or Wheat Market Square. The lodgings that you see continue to have the architectural structure inherited from the time period.
In the Middle Ages, in Chalons, wood was the principal material used to build the houses. The wood frames and the largest beams came from the forests of Der and were floated down the Marne River.
As for the smaller pieces of lumber, they were transported by wagons.
Look at the walls.
The spaces between the beams are filled in with a cob prepared with clay, straw, and sand. When this cob dries, it becomes very good insulation.
But beware, one must be careful to protect it from rain. This is why the roofs always hang out beyond the walls and are equipped with gutters. Do you see them?
Due to a lack of space, the houses had to be slender, and also taxes were paid in proportion to the dwelling's ground floor square footage. It was thus less expensive to build a house on a small surface and then enlarge it on the second floor. Place de la République, the energy continues to exist today thanks to the city's numerous cultural festivals.
Because music is universal, the World Music Festival invites you to come dance and sing to the rhythm of music from around the world.
We have a date with Patrick Le Guix, Artistic Director of City Music and of the World Music Festival.
Each year in July and August on Chalon's two main squares, on one of which we are now standing, in this city of passage, encounters and racial mixing, we discover in advance and for free the great world musicians and singers of tomorrow.
The Furie Festival spotlights theatre and street performance. Each year, it brings poetry and imagination into the city's various spaces. Hakim Semki, the cultural mediator and festival coordinator, recommends you discover all the Furie Festival scenography. When?
The first 2 weeks of June, with the arrival of the sunny days, Furies takes over the squares of Chalons, en Champagne, and more precisely, Place de la République, which has a very peculiar stage that we call the Bean, close to the café terraces.
And in Chalons en Champagne, the magic of circus is also honored. Do you remember the National Center for Circus Arts, already mentioned, while on the wood bridge in the Jard?
Right, now let's go meet a draper and a weaver's wife. A nod system has them pitted against one another at the foot of the Saint-Alpin church. Shall we go find them? Advance down Rue des Lombards just opposite you. On your right, you will discover the Saint-Alpin church. Position yourself at the foot of the edifice. We will await you there.